mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
Thousands of people know Winners. They buy their fireworks from Carolina Fireworks. Four generations of the same family-owned and operated business with the best prices, selection, and explosions in the upstate. Why buy from those who plop down in a parking lot out of nowhere? Shop inside at Carolina Fireworks in air-conditioned comfort with folks who know the product and will help you choose what's best for your 4th of July party. Find their locations at carolinafireworks.net. See the main warehouse on Old Cedar Rock Road in Easley.
For businesses needing the right people, Express Employment Professionals does the work for you. We get to know your business and what you're looking for. From skilled labor to administrative help or a new executive to join your team. For individuals looking for work, from office managers to sales professionals, welders to machinists, Express has the contacts to assist in your job search. Express Employment Professionals takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. With offices in Easley, Spartanburg, and two in Greenville, we have the upstate covered. Go to expresspros.com to find your next job.
Ships at sea. I'm in a really good mood today, Ramona.
I am too.
Good. You know, and I listen to Kelly and Kwok's goats from various categories coming in and had a little conversation with both of them. Man, I can't believe Kwok chose gummy bears. That's the worst friggin' pick of all time.
Oh, yeah, they get stuck in your teeth.
Listen, I'm convinced that gummy bears were like an accident, like a science accident. Like somebody made them and designed them as like a means to patch a boat or something. And, yeah. and when it failed, they realized, oh, it's edible.
Oh, you know, let's make it into a teddy bear. Right,
so, yeah, so let's just make candy out of it. But come on, man, that's not a real candy. So I think Kelly had it right with Reese's or Reese's or whatever you want to call them. I think that's like one of the co-winners. But I can't believe nobody said peanut M&Ms.
Oh, I know. I can't believe that.
And we got the machine out here, and it runs all day.
Oh yeah,
I should have bought that. In fact, I should buy a new one and put it out here. Because if I have the peanut M&M's empire at the station, I'd be rich just from that.
That's
because people hit that thing all day.
I know.
It's the only one they use. That other thing never gets moved.
The Skittles?
Is that what it is? I don't even know what it is.
Leeds, those.
Okay. Yeah, but Leeds anything. He's like that kid, Mike.
Yeah, that's true, he is.
You know, so there's that. And, of course, the usual Russell conversation, you know. I mean, we can't act like dude didn't play since he has two times as many titles as Jordan, and since he won two at San Francisco and in high school. Every team the guy ever played on won the championship. That sort of matters. And I said, Quack, man, you did not pick Montana. And he said, I can't pick Brady. I said, you have to. You can't. Okay, I get you hate him, but you still have to pick him. But it was fun. It was fun. Kelly asked me about my favorite movie. I said, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite movie. I don't really like sports movies. I know it sounds odd because I live and die sports every day. You know, I'm at it like 24 hours a day. So if I ever have time that I'm not at it, the last thing on earth I wanted to do is watch a movie about it.
Well, now that makes total sense to me.
You know, so I'm not a big fan of like sports movies. There are a few that I've thought were all right, but for the most part, they suck. I mean, I'm not a big fan. But I don't know. I mean, in most of the movies that are classics, I don't really care for. Now, I like Bogart, so like Casablanca, Key Largo, anything that Bogart did.
I like all those.
I'm okay with anything that Bogart did. But more recently, I like V for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I like V for Vendetta. And then some, you know, like Westerns. Like True Grit with John Wayne. You know, with John Wayne.
You don't like the one with Mumbles?
Yeah, I don't want the... Hey, this one. Yeah, I don't want that version. I want the one where you can actually understand the words.
Yeah.
With somebody who isn't a poofta. You know, and then maybe even a... Quite honestly, maybe even a few of those Eastwood Westerns. I'm just...
Oh, you gotta like Clint Eastwood Westerns. Yeah. Like Texas, Bad and the Ugly, right. And Texas Hang 'Em High.
Any John Wayne. Yeah, but those aren't my favorite. The two you named aren't my favorites.
You don't like Good and the Bad and the Ugly?
They're not my favorites, no.
But do you like Hang 'Em High?
They're not my favorites.
What's your favorite? Even Clint Eastwood is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, in that category, those two aren't my favorites.
Fistful of Dollars?
No.
No?
Try again. Oh, Texas Gran Torino. That's a pretty good movie.
Oh, you're talking just Clint Eastwood, period?
No, I'm talking about the Westerns.
The Westerns. That's what I thought you were talking about. I don't know a lot of them. All I know is Fistful of Dollars, More, or whatever that one's called.
Pale Rider is good.
Oh, you like Unforgiven in those.
That's good.
Yeah, you like
but the, I, but
more, but, the later ones that he did. I like the spaghetti ones.
No. Pale Rider wasn't a later one.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, you know, back there with Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Yes, it was.
Pale Rider, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but none of those are the absolute best. But you want to get in, you're welcome to 654.
Oh, yeah, Outlaw Josie Wells?
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
That's the one where he spits every 10 seconds.
That's probably my favorite. Of all those, that's probably my favorite. But yeah, Joe and Clemson says, Walt, favorite comedy, what makes you laugh? That's easy. The greatest comedy ever made. Texas says Tombstone's the greatest Western movie ever made. Bzz, bzz, bzz. That's a buzz. The greatest comedy ever made? Easy. But it's not a movie. It's a series. Fawlty Towers. Trust me when I tell you
this. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Trust me when I tell you this. Go find it. It's only 12 episodes. It starred John Cleese as a hotel owner. It's the funniest thing that's ever been done. And only 12 episodes. It's absolutely genius. Absolutely incredible. Tess says, how about Shane as an all-time Wester? That goes back, but yeah. Yeah. And then you know, there were actually some funny Westerns that were made where I never remember those two guys. One was like a gunman, and the other was like a strong guy with a beard, and they're pretty funny. They're like Western comedies. Texas' greatest comedy, Blazing Saddles. That was good. That was good. Texas' Great Escape, best. Pepin Wahalas is Apollo 13, greatest show of teamwork ever. No, I don't think I could ever make it through that movie. I'm not buying that. I can't, even the thought of that just puts me to sleep. Can't do it. But trust me when I tell you this. Vic writes, I feel like you'd be a Quentin Tarantino fan. Yeah, 100% Vic, all of them.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Every
movies.
Last stinking one of them. Every last stinking one of them. Oh, no. No, no, no. David Simpsonville just said greatest Western open range with Costner. Costner is the worst actor in the history of the planet.
True.
I mean,
his
good
movies
grief.
Are 9 hours long, too. If you're not good at sitting
just
still for 100
shoot
years,
me. Oh,
you
no.
Might as well
he's
kill
the
yourself.
Worst actor in history. No, 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 Dave. 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 What's going on? Come on, Dave. That's just wrong. But I'm telling you, go and find Fawlty Towers. I don't care where you need to do to go find it. That's it. Trinity, Michael and Easley. You're 100% right. That's it exactly. They call me Trinity. That's it exactly. But trust me, go and find. Chad the Mailman says the greatest comedy is that Ankle Biters movie. I got to admit, the lead into that thing is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. That was done right here somewhere. There's some argument the other day about where that was done, but I'm telling you, as a comedy, you know, if you people love like Seinfeld or any of that stuff and you think that's like brilliant, trust me, it's not close to brilliant when you see Fawlty Towers. Go watch Fawlty Towers. There are 12 episodes. Go find it. I promise you'll thank me later. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. What's your candy, Ramona? I'm buying what Kwok and Kelly are selling.
What's my favorite candy?
Yeah.
Probably just plain Hershey chocolate kisses.
Mm. Yeah, not bad. Hershey's almond bar has always been a go-to. Has to have almonds. But I think the Reese's and the peanut M&M's.
Yes.
Do you know?
Anything chocolate.
Do you know that they came out with coffee M&M's?
I didn't know
coffee
that.
Coffee peanut M&M's, like, it's the greatest thing ever.
You're kidding.
But you have to find them. And they seem like they've disappeared.
You must be just all beside yourself.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's the greatest candy ever. But now suddenly I can't find it. I don't know what's going on. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. Vic has me pegged. You're 100% right, Vic. Hey, Ramona, read Austin and Anderson's tweet. That's one of the funniest tweets ever. I don't think I'm going to read that on the air, Austin, but I'm basically in agreement with you. And the good news, Austin, is just for you on the download, you won't be able to say that much any longer. I'm not going to tell you what that means, but
it a tweet or a text? Because I can't read
it. It was
your
a text.
Tweet.
A text. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Text. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, you can get in if you want. 654. Oh, no, that's not right. Texas says Snickers is coming out with an espresso. with an espresso. If that's true, I'm getting that immediately. If that's true, if that's right, Texter, I will need to find that immediately, if not sooner. Immediately, if not sooner. I think that was something my mother said to me as a kid. Immediately, if not sooner.
She probably did. Yeah, it was never sooner. She was probably always having to tell you to do stuff sooner. Like 50 times. Yeah. I can relate to that.
Yeah, that's probably true. We started our Road Rage Top 50 countdown 2 days ago. It's a countdown to a national champion. Obviously, I started out with Virginia Tech at 50. I gave you 49, which was Wake Forest, and gave you the reasons accordingly. Today, we'll have Team 48, and I'll explain it. Texter from Easley says, I'm looking for it. As soon as I find it, I'll let you know. That's regarding the espresso Snickers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, listen, Carlin Pickens. Ramona says, Walmart and Easley has the coffee M&Ms. Just got some 2 days ago. Okay, so I got to go to Walmart and Easley to get the coffee M&Ms.
You got to go out to Walmart.
I may be able to order
them. You're not good with the public. No. You can order it on the internet.
I may have to order it. Oh, here it is. Amber, West End Foods. M&M's coffee, nut, chocolate, candy.
Oh, look. She included a picture.
Yeah, that's right. A picture. That's it. I shouldn't have said anything. I want to keep that on the down low. Now the only ones that exist, people are going to go out and get. Me and my big mouth. I should have just kept that. I should have just kept that quiet.
I'm sure they'll make more.
Hey, by the way, Drake dropped Scorpion today. The reviews seem to be extremely mixed. He's got... what is it? Don't matter to me with Michael Jackson. I heard a little bit of that. One of his lines was, my Mount Rushmore is me with four different expressions. It's like T.O. It's like T.O. I love me some me. Hey, that's it, Rona. My Mount Rushmore is me with four different expressions. They're all angry. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. We have a lot to get to.
What did you say? You with four different expressions? Is that what you said? Yeah, Who told you that?
One of his lines was, my Mount Rushmore is me with four different expressions. It's like T.O. Like T.O. I love me some me. I'm buying that. My Mount Rushmore is me with four different expressions. But my four are all angry. Unless I get my M&Ms.
Yeah, you're angry.
Texter says he saw the espresso at Sphinx. Okay, well, I guess I need to go there. You can get in if you want.
It sounds like you just need to look a little harder.
Maybe.
Texter than the way you probably look for stuff.
Yeah, well, it has to be fast, you know? It's hit and run. Texter says 760 says TCU at 48. That's a good call. I'd say it's about right. Maybe a little higher. Maybe you'll get a little higher. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, when we come back, I should say, we'll get to Dave in Simpsonville and Robert and Anderson. Before we go to break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Listen, for almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been doing things the right way, treating people the right way. You know, if you go read the reviews, Google any of those sites, they're all 5 stars. You know, I plucked one that just happened the other day, and it was a gentleman who lived 240 miles away. And he was in the area and his vehicle broke down. He didn't know what to do. So he called George Coleman Ford. They not only took care of him, they had him back up and running in 20 minutes. He said it was just amazing. He was eternally grateful. He had nothing but great things to say about the people at George Coleman Ford. Listen, I could spend all day telling you about the steel. I can tell you that cars cost less and travelers rest. It's more than just a slogan. I can tell you there are never any dealer fees or service fees in travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. All true. These things are all true. I can tell you how they win the President's Award, how they are the only dealership in the upstate to win it the last couple years. That's George Coleman Ford. They have a trophy case of them. But if you go read the reviews, the thing that comes through in all these reviews are the people. It's people talking about how great George Coleman Ford was to them, how anytime they have an issue, how George Coleman Ford bends over backwards to fix it. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the biggest issues with buying vehicles. It's that you buy a vehicle, and then some of these places act like they don't even know you after that. Not at George Coleman Ford. It's a great experience from beginning to end. Go see them. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest. Quick break. Walt up to the road rage. I'll be right back.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
This is the Pepsi that gets you stuff. Crack one open, and you could get a Weber grill or an acoustic guitar. Because when you collect codes on specially marked Pepsi products, you'll get summer rewards from Pepsi stuff. We'll even get you tickets to see Dierks Bentley.
I like the sound of that.
We do too, Dierks.
Grab the Pepsi, enter the codes, get the stuff.
Drink Pepsi, get stuff. Pepsi Stuff Rewards Program subject to official rules at PepsiStuff.com. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. All rewards subject to availability and may have limited quantities while supplies last.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. Like a 2018 Ford Edge. Payments as low as $349 a month or just $11 a day and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months and $2,500 rebate. A 2018 Ford Edge at Anderson Ford. Payments as low as $349 a month or just $11 a day and zero down. Or 0% financing for 60 months and $2,500 rebate. A 2018 Ford Edge at Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Factor rebates and incentives to dealer. 39-month lease, 10,500 miles per year. 0% security deposit first month due at signing. Includes trade assistance for a 2010 or newer vehicle. Includes dealer fee and registration. Does not include monthly sales tax. See dealer for details. And 6/30/2018.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Tetsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Take you back once more. You say.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Back to Kentucky Headhunters. We are back. Let me get to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Dave in Simpsonville and Robert in here. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Well, you know, I got to defend my answer for the Greatest Western. It's got the history's longest gunfight. Look it up.
Okay.
6 minutes long, open range. It is awesome.
All right.
It's a great gunfight. All right, so if you want to call that...
Only if that guy dies. Only if that guy dies in the end, Dave.
Come on, now, he stands up there and just...
Only if that guy dies in the end. If he gets shot up lots of times, then I'll watch it.
Come on, now. Turn it on. Last 30 minutes of the movie, you'll see the greatest gunfight. Also, the Greatest Western. Anything with Clint Eastwood in it. Clint Eastwood, when John Wayne died, became America's badass. And he squints at you, and you might as well just drop your gun and die. Because you know you're going to die when he shoots you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Anything with Clint Eastwood. And Walt, Blazing Saddles is a great movie that if you tried to make it today, it would blow people's eyes out. The liberals would go burning. Their cars would turn over. Cats and dogs. They would just be everything.
Mongo.
It was terrible.
Mongo.
It was... Exactly.
Mongo. Remember when Mongo punched the horse?
Yeah. It's the greatest movie. It's the greatest movie. And did you know the guy who sings the ballad of Blazing Saddles is a real Western singer, and they had to trick him into singing it because they would not have sung it.
Really? Well, you know what? It's not just Blazing Saddles. You know, the truth is, Mel Brooks was a friggin' genius.
Yes, he is.
Is he still alive? Is he still alive?
I believe he is. I haven't heard
anything. Because I said was, and then David said yes, he is.
I think he's still alive.
Just so you know, he's not on that four-letter network football show. That's Lee Corso.
That's right. Well, you know, hey, sometimes we got to go a little left of sports every now and then.
Well, seriously, Lee Corso and Mel Brooks, are those not the exact same guy? I mean, you want that connected at birth thing? Are they not the exact same guy?
I don't know, because Mel Brooks doesn't hold a pencil in his hands, and he doesn't go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on, my friend.
Yep.
You know, and he doesn't forget his lines midway through.
Yeah.
And the best candy in the world is Nutrageous. Candy bar made by Reese's. Walt, thanks. This is great. I love this topic.
Thank you, Dave. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. It sounds good. I was sitting there thinking, wow, there's a candy bar. I don't know what
depends what kind of nuts. Hey, Ramona, listen to this. I got one guy writes me and says, where is it? He writes, damn it, Walt, now I'm late. It was Chicken Eater Nate. Damn it, Walt, now I'm late for lunch break. Surfside, Centerville Road. He had to go and get his coffee M&Ms. And then Ray writes, dang you, Walt, I'm now stopping at every convenience store looking for espresso Snickers.
That sounds really good.
It does sound good. Let me get to Robert and Anderson. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in, Robert.
Appreciate it. I have two quick comments. You're going to the movie thing. I think two of the best movies, one of them hadn't come out, that's Sicario. I've seen a lot of short cuts on it about the drug lords and this drug thing, and it really looks like it's action-packed, and it's really, to me, it's a good movie. It's violent, but it really looked good, the actors and everything in it. And I don't know if you remember a movie called No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
That was really a good movie to me.
Yep.
But I just wanted to let you know and see how you all thought about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Yep. Yeah, pretty good bad guy in that deal. No question about it. You want to get in, 654-7627. Text us, Lee Corso was the freaky Burger King mascot version of Mel Brooks. But those two guys look exactly the same, don't they? Mel Brooks, Lee Corso?
I have to look up the other guy. I don't know. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
What other guy? Lee Corso?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Lee Corso.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's just a guy. I don't know who he is.
Oh, he's an announcer.
Okay. Oh, man. Lee Corso. You know, hey, Ramona, do you notice that, two out of every three tweets that are tweets or texts that Bob sends me have to do with Ed Gein?
No.
Yeah, again, two out of three that Bob sends have to do with Ed Gein. I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Who's that?
The guy who killed all those people and, you know, made them into lampshades and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he keeps asking me. He asked me if I wanted to bring him some. He says his friend separated from his wife and hadn't seen her for 3 days, and he was he's going to have a barbecue and if I want any.
Oh, yeah, no. No, there will be no more barbecues this summer, and there will be no pool get-togethers. That's the
correct,
after yesterday's show, there will be none of any of that stuff. Look, you know, a couple days ago, we were on this list of the the four-letter network most exciting players, and we had gone through 12 of them and pretty much didn't like most of their picks. I think about five were okay, but most of them we were not in agreement with. If you missed it, you really didn't miss much. Quite honestly, Alabama, they have Tua Tagovailoa. I would agree with that. Clemson, they have Christian Wilkins. I don't agree with that at all. I mean, most exciting player is Travis Etienne for Clemson, and two would be T. Higgins. Three was Ohio State with J.K. Dobbins. I don't know. Dobbins is a great player. I just don't know how exciting he is. I would probably go with their young quarterback, Haskins. Four is Georgia, DeAndre Swift. I would agree with that one. Five is Oklahoma, Kyler Murray. I would agree with that. I think Murray has better feet even than Johnny Manziel. I think he's going to put tremendous pressure on defenses. You know, I think you can see how Lincoln Riley views him by the way Riley acted at Major League Baseball draft time. He was like in public insisting with absolute certainty that Kyler Murray was coming back to play quarterback at Oklahoma. It was like he was trying to exert some public pressure on Kyler Murray to do so. In any case, he is coming. He is going to play at Oklahoma, and I think he's going to be really good running that offense because, again, I think he can put tremendous pressure on defenses with his scrambling ability and his legs. Six is Washington, Miles Gaskin. Yeah, I don't know who else you would pick on that team for exciting. Seven is Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is a load. I mean, Jonathan Taylor averaged almost 7 yards a carry while rushing for 2,000 yards, and he's just a monster. Most exciting? Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't think there are a lot of other choices there. I think Wisconsin's going to be very good. Hornibrook is really developing as a quarterback. I think Miami at eight with safety Jaquan Johnson, I think that tells you all you need to know about Miami, that their most exciting player is a safety. And I think that's going to be the way it is. Even then, I think they're wrong. I think that pick is wrong. Michigan State is wide receiver Felton Davis. I like Davis. That's a wrong answer, though. Michigan State's answer is Brian Lewerke, and it's not close. I think Brian Lewerke is going to be one of the nation's best quarterbacks. I think that team is loaded. Again, the total on Michigan State was 9, and we've already gone way over that. I think they're like at 11, and that's one of the picks that we gave out. By the way, tell your friends, you know, we slaughtered Vegas last year again, as we do every year. We're over 65% against the spread. And then if you add in our preseason totals, it was even more than that. We were either 10-2 or 10-3. I still can't remember. But let's say it was 3 for the sake of argument. Tell your friends, degenerates, and follow me on Twitter at Deptula Has Rage. At Deptula Has Rage. That's DEPTULA. 10 was Michigan. They went with linebacker Hudson. I'm not sure about that either. I think he's a talent, but that wouldn't be my pick for Michigan. 11 is West Virginia, and they went with Alex Sinkfield. And again, that would not be my pick. You want to get in 654-7627. Is that a different Robert, Ramona?
That's Bob. You need to refresh her thing.
Oh,
Big Bad Bob is on hold.
Oh, but that's a different Robert.
Yeah, but he just doesn't call himself
okay.
Robert.
All right, I'll get to Bob in 1 minute. And again, Alex Sinkfield, the running back from West Virginia. I like Alex Sinkfield. He's like 5'9", 190. He's elusive in space. He's going to help that team. He's going to give him a playmaker. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. That team has all sorts of weapons, but you can't pick Alex Sinkfield over Will Grier. You know, sometimes it's that old keep it simple, stupid strategy. You don't pick. If you're talking about the most exciting player, you can ask Mountaineer fans. You could pull every Mountaineer fan in that entire fan base and stop me when you get one who says Alex Sinkfield. I mean, the answer is going to be Will Grier. So, you know, don't outthink it. Don't outthink yourself. That's a bad answer. And I like Sinkfield. I think he's going to be a good player. I'm probably one of the few people I've seen him play. But he's not the answer there. And that's where we left off. We left off with Notre Dame at 12 on this list. I'll get back to that in a minute. Before I do, let me get to the Northland Communication phone lines and get to... let me check something first. Yeah, let me get to Big Bad Bob here. No, you know what, Bob? I got to hold you. I'm looking at the time. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. I'll get back to you as soon as we come back. Let me tell you about CMH Services, South Carolina's exclusive dealer of Crown and Unicarrier material handling equipment. They do forklifts and so much more. It was Angry Lawyer who called us the other day and said, you know, before he became Angry Lawyer, he used to work in industry that used forklifts. And he said the Crown forklifts from CMH are the greatest forklifts ever made. And they are. They just are. It's just a superior product. You know, the only place in South Carolina you can get them? CMH Services. The only place. So if you're in a business that requires material handling equipment, you need to go see CMH. I mean, there's a reason. Just the one BMW plant alone employs 500 of their forklifts. But whether you need 1 to 1,000 forklifts, my friends at CMH will be glad to help you. Just won a major award, MVP award in the industry. CMH, the only full-service OEM dealership owned and operated in the state of South Carolina. 24/7 on-site repair, 50 service techs in the state, and they provide rentals. Your forklift drivers are going to love the ergonomically designed lifts that can perform comfortably in any environment. They've been in business in South Carolina since 1968. Family owned. Trust me, their people make the difference. To find out more, call 800-922-9569, 800-922-9569, or go online at cmhservices.net. Call them, 800-922-9569. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Walter Petula Road Rage, you can get in. We'll be right back. 654-7627. Big Bad Bob, you're up first on the other side.
The Kelly Grandlin Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grandlin Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
I was skeptical at first, but I needed a change in my life. I was not happy. Let me tell you about the health dare and a real story. My story. I'm a father and a husband, and I weighed nearly 400 pounds, had to use a CPAP machine, was on blood pressure medicine, had severe gout so bad that I ended up in the hospital a few times. I had back pain so severe that I could barely stand. Because of the health there, all that stuff is gone. I lost over 200 pounds of fat, and my wife is happy she got her old husband back. I'm living proof that with the right plan and the right team, you can change your life. I got on the right track when I found the health there. The health there is not a diet. It is a life-changing plan and team that can get you off those meds, lose the weight, and get you back to where you want to be. Don't wait any longer. Take the health there today, and in 90 days, you'll be telling your own story. I dare you.
Go to iDareGreenville.com and get a free consultation today. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walking through forests of palm tree heartlands, scoff at the monkeys who live in the dark tent. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's bungle.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. In case that Dr. Larry Nassar didn't understand how much trouble he was in before, he maybe understands it now. Walker County District Attorney announces grand jury indictments against Dr. Larry Nassar for sexual assaults of children at the Caroli Ranch. Mm-mm-mm. And let me tell you something. I wonder if this guy had any idea how much trouble he's in when he saw this grand jury. These are some good old boy types who are all wearing the same straw cowboy hats, and they are not looking happy.
They shouldn't be happy.
They are all wearing the same straw cowboy hats, and they are not looking happy at all. So Texas authorities have announced charges against disgraced gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar and a trainer he worked with at the ranch owned by legendary coaches Bella and Martha Caroli. You know, those people, all that group, you can have them all. You can have them all. Every last stinking one of them. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you know what? They may not get all of them on it, but they should. Those people are all going to have a special table in hell. You know, they're going to be sitting there with Hitler and all the losers throughout history when the final judgment is rendered. You can count on that. No matter what they get in this life, I mean, because to me, you know, don't tell me that you all didn't know what was going on at that ranch. It just makes you sick. Big Bad Bob. Bob.
Hey, Walt. Maybe I was going to talk about poor Ted Williams, but I think I might opt out on that one. You remember the frozen head stuff?
Oh, yeah.
From a long time. Didn't Ted Williams hit over 400 for his lifetime, or was that just a couple of seasons?
No, he didn't hit 400 for his lifetime, but he did hit 400.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's ever hit 400 for their lifetime. I believe the highest batting average in Major League Baseball history is Ty Cobb.
Well, Ramona saw that story on TV that I saw the other day about it. But I'll talk some football. I was just checking this week on stories, and you know you talk about that if in the Final Four, if the same teams go in every year.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see stories. I kind of track stories about college football.
We're going to get back into that conversation today because we barely got started on it.
Yeah, you know, but most of the stories, what you're talking about, Alabama and Clemson. And I'm glad they're talking about Clemson, but it's just all these stories about Alabama and Clemson. And they're talking about the ACC a lot this year. And gambling. All kinds of gambling story, gambling tips, gambling this, that, and the other.
Well, hey, listen, make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. The world is
going to be here.
Yeah, the world.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Walt.
The world is going to change. As these states move quickly to legalize gambling, the perception of gambling will change. I mean, listen, there has always been this sort of underside to football broadcasts in the modern era, in which broadcasters will sometimes hint at point spreads. Brent Musburger probably did more with it on air than anyone who's ever discussed it. And of course, now he's involved with running some sort of gaming site.
Right.
But there's always been a reluctance to sort of dive in full throttle or full throat. Right. Now I'm wondering if due to states moving to legalize it, and as more and more do, and it becomes more accepted, I think it's almost a given, a certainty, that it becomes a bigger part of broadcasts, perhaps even to the point where point spreads are openly discussed and it's not viewed as sort of a dirty little secret.
Right. You remember when Jimmy the Greek, when they had that show, was Musburger a good buddy of Jimmy the Greek? Or I can't remember. Was he on CBS?
He was. I think he did. I think he was friends with Jimmy the Greek, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Well, by the way, there's no stories on Tiger Woods since the U.S. Open. How weird one tournament makes, and now he says the only story I saw was that he hope he makes a cut in this week's tournament. But I'm going to take this off the air because I don't know anything about Texas A&M, but they gave three teams. I was reading one story that gave three teams that maybe you've already talked about this and I miss it, that may give Clemson trouble, and that was Florida State and Texas A&M, which I know nothing about, and I can't remember the other team. I'm sorry. But if you could talk about Texas A&M, or you might be talking about it later. I don't think you've gone over the Big 12.
All right,
but I like what you're doing with the teams, Walt, and the over and under. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Now, we've already completed our totals. They're already in. They're documented. They're on record. Those numbers are set. We gave out 21 total plays, and if you didn't get them by now, Ramona says you're out of luck. You know, here's the thing. I just don't think A&M is going to be much at all. So I would be surprised. Look, it's a tough environment to play. There's no question about that. And Jimbo Fisher certainly knows something about Clemson's personnel. And maybe you get a little edge in that regard. But you're talking about a guy who's basically run what you'd have to classify as a pro-style offense, taking over an up-tempo spread team. You know something else? I read an article the other day, and I actually meant to get to this, never did. But it was basically Jimbo Fisher just taking shot after shot after shot at Kevin Sumlin. Now, I don't know why you would do that. I'm not sure. I just don't understand it. You know, Tom Herman did that when he went to Texas regarding Charlie Strong. I don't get it. Why do a couple of these guys feel the need to bash or criticize their predecessor? They fired them. They're out. Can you be a tiny bit gracious? What purpose does it serve? I mean, Jimbo Fisher is in the press criticizing every single element of Kevin Sumlin, talking about how the walls in his office were like black and dark and looked like something. I can't even remember what he said. Looked like a rock concert or something of that sort. And that's all been torn down now, he said. And, you know, and there's not going to be any more of that music that Kevin Sumlin was playing at practice. You know, how can we play music at practice if they can't hear me, coach? And you know, and again, you almost have the feeling that Texas A&M has screwed itself. And look, I'm not saying that Kevin Sumlin's way was right. I think Kevin Sumlin may have lost control of that program to some degree. That's my feel on it. And, you know, and I still have concerns about his allergies. But other than that, you know, Kevin Sumlin was trying to sort of be a new age coach, be a guy that was attractive to young players. Jimbo Fisher is more like a dinosaur. And I'm not sure that Kevin Sumlin's way was right, but I'm not sure that Jimbo Fisher's way is right either. I think there's got to be a middle ground there, and I just don't think they found it. It seems to me like A&M is going from one extreme in Kevin Sumlin to a new extreme in Jimbo Fisher. But I don't get the Jimbo Fisher in the press every day talking smack and negatively about Kevin Sumlin. I just don't get what's to gain. What's the point of it? I saw this article the other day and I just found it strange. It just went on and on and on with Jimbo Fisher essentially criticizing element after element after element of what Kevin Sumlin had done. They fired him. I mean, he's gone. Right? I mean, why concern yourself with that? They hired you. They paid you all that money. Why spend time bashing the guy who's already been cast aside? John, how are you?
Good. How's it going? I'm a Florida State fan and, you know, not a big Jimbo Fisher fan any longer. I don't think it's going to go too well at A&M.
Yeah, I I'm going to wait and see, but I don't think it's going to go well immediately. That's for sure, because I just think the transformation is too significant. Now, if Jimbo Fisher is saying there wasn't enough discipline at A&M, I'll buy that. I have a feeling there wasn't enough discipline at A&M, but I'm not sure.
There wasn't enough discipline at Florida State either.
Well, that's a fair point. And I'm not sure that Jimbo Fisher's way is going to work. Look, I think you're headed into a much better period with Willie Taggart. I'm just, you know, Jimbo Fisher, look, I think it's fair, and you can tell me whether you agree with this, John. I think Jimbo Fisher was losing ground to Clemson. And if you're a Florida State coach with that legacy and that history, You cannot be losing ground to Clemson. You've got to be competing with Clemson at the top of the college football world. I think Taggart has a chance to bring you back there, whereas I just didn't see any sign that Jimbo Fisher was going to get you back there. He seemed to be increasingly losing ground.
Yes. He had lost the team, and I think most FSU fans, if they were honest, would tell you that it didn't look like he was going to get the team back. So, yeah, it was the best thing to happen to us for him to leave because we were stuck under that awful contract. And so, yes, people are very excited about Taggart. You know, in comparison, he's been a class act. He really hasn't come out and said anything bad about Fisher.
Right.
You know, compared to what, you know, how – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and he's going to have a bit of a transformation, too, because he's working the opposite way. He's got to go from Jimbo Fisher's pro style to an up-tempo spread, which he wants to run. But one benefit I think you're going to get early on is I think your offensive line is going to look a lot better running this offense as soon as they're conditioned to run it than they were running Jimbo Fisher's offense, which asked quarterbacks to hold the ball and stay in the pocket for eternity. And obviously you couldn't protect them the last few years. So I think you'll be better off. I think as soon as they get the conditioning element of it, I think the offensive line play at Florida State is going to look a lot better.
And we may actually have a freshman wide receiver get on the field.
That's right. That's another problem with the Fisher era is that the receivers have disappeared, and he has been very slow and very reluctant to put young receivers on the field, which is sort of contrary to the way the rest of college football does it. Basically, you know, with the rest of college football, the further removed you are from the football, the more likely you are to play as a young player, and that means wide receivers, but not to Jimbo Fisher. You know, they seem to have gone to Jimbo Fisher to prison. So yeah, I think you've been freed, John. I think you made a good deal, John. I have to run. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company, Wonder at Liberty Drive, Clemson. Listen, you know about what makes Elkmont special. I think most of you have been there. It's a rustic lodge. It's an incredible place, beautiful, even smells great. But if you're an outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, it's the place you need to go. I mean, you just need to see it. But Elkmont's so much more than that. They have a ladies' boutique. They have the food bar. It's a great place to go for lunch or dinner. Tremendous sandwiches, like London broil sandwich for like $9.95 and all the different options you have. But what you may not know is if you're a kayaker or you're thinking of getting into kayaking or you've been away from the game for a while and you're thinking of getting back in, you need advice. You don't need to go to some big box store where no one can help you. Lee who is the Elkmont owner is a kayaking expert. He's been in it all his life. He knows the game and the sport inside and out, and he will help fit you with exactly the right equipment that you need. So by all means, if you're interested in kayaking, you need to get to Elkmont Trading Company, ask to speak to Lee, tell him I sent you, and he will hook you up. I promise you. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. You can get in if you want. I'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's RateBeat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's RateBeat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge